There is an endless sea of podcasts about entrepreneurship. Talking about it, but not living it. We live it every day. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, talking about real estate investing, but also encompassing general subjects in regards to owning small to medium-sized businesses, and of course, all the struggles that business owners must overcome to be successful. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, and this is Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
So we're excited to be back and back in the studio here. So welcome to Inside the Wolf's Den. My name is Sean Wolfswinkel. I'm accompanied by my beautiful wife, Joni Wolfswinkel.
Thank you. Yeah. So excited to be back here and telling more of our story.
Yeah. What'd you think about the, first couple and so far?
Honestly, it's been a lot of fun. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun taking it back, and I'm actually excited to be sharing more of our story. So
yeah, that's good. It's good. It's gonna be good. Today we're gonna get deep with you, I think, and take it way back to when you actually, I think, you came into this world. But it's gonna be fun. So we've gotten good feedback, and we hope everybody is enjoying the value, and we'll keep trying to bring it to you guys. So we're also here with Brett Moses, the producer, and. Again, we appreciate all he does for us and making this a reality. So thank you, Brett.
Thank you, Brett.
So today we just wanted to talk about actually one of our core values, which is we appreciate the challenges. We appreciate challenges and the results from overcoming them. I'll say it again. So we appreciate challenges and the results from overcoming them. I did some... meditation and really some soul searching over the last, I posted, that thing the other day on Facebook about it, but and this goes right along with it. Cause one of the big challenges that I've had over the last couple of years is fulfillment over, and like purpose over just accomplishing things. Cause I think, I'm so driven. And I'll get into that today. What drove that wanting to accomplish for so many years. I really looked at what fulfilled me or what made me happy. And the more and more I looked into it, it was about, I love overcoming challenges. Sometimes as they hit you or you put yourself into challenging things, sometimes it's not the most fun place to be. But if you really just being in those moments, appreciating the challenges, I think, and it's just changing your awareness and your perspective about the situation you're going through, or challenging yourself, so putting yourselves in mental challenges, physical challenges, and then you sometimes there's fear involved, sometimes you don't think you're inadequate to get through it, but once you pressure and just push through and just make it happen, the results that come from those and the growing that you do as a person, I think just has made me just such a better person. And then I joy. And when I look back, I'm like, man, that was hard. That was fun. That was, I got over my fear. I got very uncomfortable. But I appreciated those moments.
I absolutely agree. I mean, there's times where you just go through the motions, it's like, you're doing the same thing over and over again. And then, I think people just kind of get numb to things. Like when challenges do occur, people just get numb to it, mm-hmm. and either can take it two ways. You can be numb and do nothing about it, or you can appreciate it and, what are some ways to overcome that challenge, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And that's the fun part about it. And I think you and I have both, have learned to appreciate those things.
Yeah. I agree. And I think when you say numb, that reminded me that even like right now, as we're living through COVID-19 and a lot of people were faced with a lot of challenges, our company was faced,
right.
When this first came, it was like, okay, how long this is going to last? Are we going to be able to survive this? What do we need to do to make sure our companies do survive this? How can we keep our employees employed? Everything, how we're going to work, where we're going to, there were so many questions that arose, but I think the key in what separates, I guess, achievers or high performers, is during those times they don't become numb, they don't freeze, and I think they do the total opposite. They take massive action.
Yeah, you act quickly and yeah. Like, how can I overcome this? You know, rather than staying in bed for, you know, 12, 15 hours a day because you're not sure, you know, what your next move is going to be. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, I think even throughout this, we took action immediately. We did what we needed to. We prepared. We made sure that cast positions that we were going to be able to survive this. So we took massive action up front, and you know, we didn't hesitate. And I think that's, and we've done that in everything. Yeah. Like even recently, we had trouble fulfilling a position in our Albuquerque office. We had a really hard time finding a tradesperson, and because trades are in demand, and there's just not as many people in the trades these days, which is something that we're looking to help solve and train people. But from high school up, we're going to look into develop people in the trades, especially in the plumbing trades. But we had a hard time fulfilling that, and it was like no matter what we did. But then you and I, again, we just like take it by the reins. Let's make this happen. We reached out to every single contact we had. We reached out to we went after any plumber on LinkedIn. We went to, I mean, we just aggressively.
When you focus on something, I mean, you see it, you know, it's going to happen. If you focus your full attention, you know, on that one task or whatever it is.
Yeah. So a lot of energy, a lot of focus, and then massive action. And then, and it creates stuff, and it might not happen immediately, but you do it long enough and consistently. And I think we found some great candidates and people to fulfill those positions. I think we're hiring two instead of just the one. So.
Right.
But, you know, let's take it way back. So, you know, as far as appreciating the challenges and results from overcoming them, I know, like, early, like, as you were a baby and entering this world and a young child, can you get into some of your challenges that you had to overcome and who did it make you today?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just a little bit about my story. So, I think I've said it in one of the episodes before. So my mom was a single mom, you know, at the time she was actually pregnant with me. She had just left my father. He was, abusive to her, both, you know, physically and verbally abusive to her. And so she left him. When I was born, I had many medical issues, and we don't know, you know, if that had to do with him being abusive to her. I'm sure a lot of the stress had a lot to do with it. So I was born with a cleft palate and born, you know, deaf and hard of hearing and, you know, had to overcome those. And, I mean, I give my mom a ton of credit because, you know, being a single mom, having to deal with the issues with my father and then having a sick child and, you know, just the fear alone, you know, not knowing what's going to happen and, you know, not being able to feed me correctly. So all those things. And by the time I was in first grade, I've had probably about 10 surgeries at least, you know, tubes in my ears and repairing my cleft palate. Of course, you know, since I missed so much school, like I had to be held back. Which was kind of, I mean, you don't think about those things that you think, oh, you're young enough, so it's not a blow to your confidence. But it really is because you're seeing your friends move on to, you know, the next class and you're having to stay behind. And, you know, entering in first grade, I was the tallest kid in my class. So, you know, they're teasing me that, you know, I got the name of Daddy Long Legs forever. You know, that was like my name.
Appreciate the long legs today. I do appreciate the long legs today.
And today I look back at it and I laugh at it. It's like, you know, like that's like my biggest asset is my legs. but back then, like, it was a blow to my confidence and, you know, being teased and, but you know what? My mom never babied me. She, you know, taught me that you toughen up, you know, and she, I mean, obviously, like, to go through that much crap, like, she was tough. But she taught me, you know, toughen up, like, you know, you, overcome this, love yourself for who you are. You know, don't compare yourself to others because, you know, you're different and that's what makes you special. You know, so having that, like, I just learned to appreciate life in general. Mm-hmm. You know, so today, like, a lot of friends ask me, like, why are you so positive? And I think when you go through something like that in life, mm-hmm. You know, and having to deal with all that, I think you just look at life differently, you know. And so, yeah, I've learned to appreciate those challenges today.
Yeah. And even with that tough upbringing, what do you think? I mean, it was hard because you had to do like work study just to pay for schooling, and you had worked at a very young age just to pay for clothes, and because it was your mom was a single mother and working just to support, and you had some wonderful grandparents that helped you along the way.
Right.
But what separated? What? How did you? Because you and your brother went down very different paths, mm-hmm. and you know, he chose a much different path than you did. What do you think? Because he went through the same challenges. He maybe wasn't, you know, didn't have all the surgeries and doing all, but he didn't choose the path you chose, or he didn't choose to stay positive, or he didn't accept the situation, and he went more of a dark negative path. So what do you think made you different?
I mean, we all have choices in life, right? And you know, I think it's really, for me, it was, I appreciated and I saw what my mom did for me. And so, like, I wanted to be just like her, independent. And, you know, for my brother, I think it was a little different because he was missing that father figure in his life, right? And so I think he used that as a crutch to, oh, poor me. You know, and I think he fell in the path of, you know, I'm going to feel sorry for myself and I want others to feel sorry for mm-hmm. me. And I mean, he didn't have, and I don't know if this is to say that because I had the medical issues that I had, like, I learned to appreciate it because I had to overcome those things, you know, mm-hmm. where he didn't. And so that's the only difference. But I mean, yeah, we both had, you know, I mean, we were both brought up the same way. Both had the same choices. He chose a different direction.
I remember growing up, because, you know, if you haven't listened to prior episodes, we were high school sweethearts. So I met Joni at, I think, 15 years old. Mm-hmm. So we're a really young age. She's always been the outgoing, bubbly personality, a lot of friends, you know, people like her and, you know, attract to her. And so she, despite all those, you know, challenges as a young person, she just appreciated and enjoyed life and put a smile on her face and attract. And that's something I've always appreciated and loved about you. So,
thank you.
Yeah, I mean, because I was the opposite. I didn't have those kind of challenges at all. And it's weird that, even, you know, just different backgrounds and hopefully people can relate. But, you know, I just going back for myself, some big challenges that I had to overcome, and I hope people can appreciate this, and understand. Because I know there's more people like this that are similar to me. I was probably depression. I suffered severe anxiety and social anxiety. I remember for years I wore a hat, and I would wear it so low and so that you couldn't see my eyes, and like I would hide underneath that hat so I didn't have to make eye contact. It was my way of like hiding around the world so nobody saw me, you know, kind of deal. Because I had that big of social anxiety. I was a big time follower, kind of bullied a lot. I started wearing glasses when I was in first grade, and I wore, I had severe eyesight. I was legally blind at a very young age. So I wore glasses at a very young age and thick because I had my astigmatism was so bad. It's not like I could get contacts at that age. So I remember being the worst, and I still, it still gets to me, but I mean, I remember like in elementary school, I was invited to a birthday party sleepover, but the only reason I was invited was so that I could be the beanbag or the punch, you know, the kid to make fun of. And that was the only reason I was invited, was to make fun of. And I remember I couldn't sleep that night because I was, you know, it hurt.
Yeah. It's not fun when you're, I mean, kids can be brutal, you know, and that's one thing that I've learned with our kids too, because, you know, our son is also, you know, in the 99th percentile for weight and height, you know, and so he's the tallest in his class. And, he frowns upon that sometimes and loses his, you know, self-confidence. And going through what we went through, we're able to help him through that.
Yeah.
You know?
And try not to not to
baby him and, you know,
not to take those punches for him. Yeah, but allowing him to understand that he is special and he can overcome those.
Right.
And that he give him the strength and courage to overcome, because that's something we continue to do. Is even though you had those challenges to overcome and I had my social anxieties to go overcome, you know, it was not easy, but we never quit. It never stopped us. And we always, even though, you know, we had trouble speaking or we had trouble, or I'm speaking for, like, you know, in front of people or speaking to people, I just did it. Or sports, you know, even though I had those anxieties, I still played basketball. I still was soccer. I still put myself out there to even to fail or get judged, or even this podcast is, we're putting ourselves out there and exposing ourselves, but we do it to help others, to better our business, to make an impact. And we constantly, you know, have been doing that.
Absolutely. I've always said this, hard work beats talent any day, right? I mean, we weren't the most talented in sports or, you know, the most talented in anything, but we worked our butts off, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what made us successful.
Yeah, I know. I agree. And we have that's continued into our adulthood. And I know for years it drove me, you know, being not the most talented and not, you know, the, class, you know, best looking or the most favorite in growing up. It drove me for years. And there's always, I think, when you get into business or get into sports, again, there's certain drivers, and you're either, especially in business or in life, I think sometimes you're either running from fear and embarrassment, or you're running towards like pleasure and happiness.
Yeah.
And I think for 17 years, what drove me was, you know, that running from that insecurities as a child and trying to prove myself. And it's ridiculous to think about it now, because you're saying like nobody in your past or as a child even knows you today, or like they never stayed in touch. So it's not like you're seeing them constant, but it was like I was trying to prove, I guess, to the world, to myself, that I was somebody.
Adequate, yeah.
Yeah. Adequate. Right. And so that was a huge driver for me. And that, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think that pain and, can be a great motivator for many, but it at some point it's got to switch. And I think for us, it switched to more making an impact.
How can we learn from this?
Yeah.
How can we be better?
And then also it went switch to, hey, like we like to put ourselves in challenges. I think that's why we continue to start additional companies. That's why we've continued to grow.
Yeah.
That's why we constantly push ourselves in our physical ability. And I think we stress our relationship. Like we push ourselves to make ourselves better.
Yeah.
I heard a good analogy, this week about, you know, putting the pressure, that it may, it was about gold and about what's the difference between, 12 karat versus 24 karat gold. And it's about putting it under extreme heat gets the imperfections out of the heat, out of the gold. And so the hotter the heat is and the hotter it, the more the imperfections rise and they can clean, and that's how you get more. So I think that's something that we can constantly do, is put ourselves under that extreme heat and pressure to make ourselves better, to perform better, make our companies better.
So. Yeah. And I think too, you don't have to agree with the challenge, or you don't have to like the challenge, but I mean, if you appreciate the value of that challenge and, you know, what that challenge is going to bring to you, you know, where you're going to learn from that challenge. And something that I do regularly is anytime I'm faced with a challenge, like I take out my journal, I write in my journal, like, okay, this is the challenge that I'm facing. Like, how can I learn to appreciate this challenge? You know, what can I do differently? Or what can I do to overcome this challenge? And it's something that I encourage our listeners to do, because journaling has helped me tremendously, like, you know, going through the challenges that I've been through as a childhood to now. Mm-hmm. You know, it's helped me to really, you know, look at things and, okay, like, let me ponder on this, you know, and how can I make this a positive?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's being intentional, intentional about what you're doing, and then also self-aware.
Yeah.
And journaling. Yeah, that's key, because as we've matured, I think in the last 3 years, we've been more aware of ourselves, our reactions, and it's by asking questions like, mm-hmm. So when you're journaling, I know I do this too, and when I'm meditating in the morning or journaling, I ask myself questions like, what can I learn from this? Is my ego, you know, driving this, or is there another way to look at it, you know, or a different perspective, and what's causing me to have that reaction towards it, or even how can I learn from this challenge? Why is this happening to me? But also, what can I do about it? What can I learn from it? What can I take away? And how can I, you know, better myself and better the people around me going through this? I think that's great.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I think that was a good start to this episode, and I think we'll continue it on to another what we're continuing to learn next week. But everyone, you know, keep sharing this. If you're getting benefit out of it, we'd greatly appreciate it if you could rate us and continue to share it, because we would like to grow this. You know, we want to help as many people as we can, and hopefully provide value to people. So continue to share, like it, share it.
Thanks for listening, and give us a like.
Yeah, thank you.
See you next time.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Talk, talk, talking.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.